Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back. Boy Wonder.
Welcome in, 96.5 The Fan. This is After Hours. I got you for the next 2 hours. Julio Sanchez behind the keys, producing the damn thing. Excited to do it. And myself, solo, for the first time here for the next couple hours. Mac Moore, you hear me on Sundays. Hear me on Fesco and Dusty Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. You've heard me here with Drew, but now it's going to be me just driving the whole thing. I'm excited to do it. We've got a lot on the docket for the next 2 hours, plus a great Thursday night football game that I just realized while walking in. Damn it, it's not going to be on the TV because it doesn't have Prime. So it's okay. I'll figure it out. I'll have it on my laptop. I'll still be watching. I'll keeping you guys updated with the score. We'll actually get to a parlay that I've got, a little spicy first quarter parlay, which I always love because, you know, all right, do I got a chase if I lose or did I win this and we're feeling good for the rest of the night? So we'll get to that before this game kicks off in the next 14 minutes or so, plus some fantasy football implications, because fantasy football Sundays from 9 to 10 every Sunday will not be on this Sunday because, well, the Chiefs have one of their rare noon games. So it'll be a pregame with Dana, who you just heard, plus Kling and Mitch Holtis right here, of course, on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. So as I said, we'll get with a parlay, some fantasy football. We'll talk AFC and NFC playoff predictions. We'll talk this Broncos hate week. I've got some good hypotheticals. Of course, we'll have our out of left field question. And Tom Brady has some pretty awesome things to say about Patrick Mahomes and about quarterback play in general that we'll get to tonight in general. Julio, are you a gambling man at all?
I'm actually, and first let me just say it is a, we've never worked together.
I was about to say, yeah. Hello.
This is our first show together. So, and it is a privilege to be doing your first show solo.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate
congrats,
that.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, dude.
Congrats.
No, this is exciting.
Yeah. I'm not a gambling man. One, because I work too hard for my money. I don't like to donate. Two, I can't legally speaking because I work for the Chiefs. So
that's fair. Okay. Well, there you go.
But I'm cheap, so you know that's awesome.
that's also a reason.
That's the main reason.
Well, then this is just for all you listeners. Then this is a high flyer, kind of a first quarter flyer bet that we can get to here real quick. It's a plus 1,000 bet. So this is me swinging for the fences though, but I did some research and I kind of like this first quarter parlay for you. So Deontay Johnson's got really good odds right now. New wide receiver, obviously for the Baltimore Ravens, new addition coming in from the Carolina Panthers. I've got him for 5 receiving yards in the first quarter. It's like plus 200 or something. It's not bad. So you're talking one catch. They get him a quick screen pass, Deontay Johnson, a good block from Mark Andrews. He's gone for 7 yards. Boom, that's your bet. You got that, okay?
I like it.
So Deontay Johnson, we're starting there. Joe Burrow, 45-plus passing yards. So he's going to have the ball probably twice. You need him to have one decent drive probably for a field goal to get Evan McPherson in range, if not for a touchdown drive, but probably just one drive and maybe one first down. That's what probably you need.
Well, I think what helps with that is their running back situation.
Yeah, right? With
Brown being their primary back now, and I know they just picked up Khalil Herbert.
Those are 2 passing backs.
Yes, yeah. So they're going to have to rely on him a little bit more than probably usual.
Exactly, little screens, little dump offs, right. And that's going to be perfect just for the passing yards. Got Ja'Marr Chase kind of to coincide with that, 15-plus yards. So one catch, maybe 2. But again, they're going to get Ja'Marr Chase involved early. I
don't know. That's going to be a rough one only because he's the primary focus of that offense, right? They're going to try and force feed him the ball. I think Baltimore is familiar enough with them to know that.
That's going to be one of their focuses. You know, they've emphasized that.
Yeah. Was there, you know, I would
that's
go
fair.
With it. And
that's
the
fair.
Number would probably be, I don't know. That one makes me a little nervous.
No, I get that. I get that he's going to be the main focus. And again, yeah, no T. Higgins again for the third straight night tonight for Cincinnati.
I thought he was trying to get paid next year.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I mean, everyone kind of criticized Cincinnati. Drew and I were talking, Drew Nixon of Cody and Gold, who you can hear from 10 to 2. And of course, sometimes here on After Hours with myself, he was talking and just kind of saying like, dude, everyone was criticizing us for not getting T. Higgins the money, and then he's not been here. He's not been available.
You.
And when he's been on the field, I mean, he's had a game, maybe 2 this season, but frankly, he's been inconsistent when on the field and, of course, off the field, just kind of unable to stay healthy. So that's fair. A little cautious on the Ja'Marr Chase. And then Mark Andrews, over 6.5 receiving yards, 4 leg. That is plus 1,076 on FanDuel, and they do have some boosts over there. So that is my first quarter parlay as we are 10 minutes away from kickoff. If you want to tail that and have some fun with me, we'll be on through the first quarter, so we'll know if I'm $150 richer or not. You guys will be here to see, so we'll have some fun looking at that. Quick also, if you're looking at your fantasy football lineup and go, ooh, I don't know what to do tonight, Thursday night football, I didn't even think, I didn't have my tinker time on Wednesday, I just wasn't ready, kind of been a weird, packed, crazy week for a multitude of reasons, right? So Mike Gesicki, if he's sitting on your waivers right now, you need to go get him. I doubt that he is. It's late. It's Thursday. Probably someone in your league already looked this morning and said, oh my God, Mike Gesicki's had these past 2 games in a row. I mean, he has been killing it. Mike Gesicki, again, if he's sitting on your waivers tonight, pick him up right now and start him. Put him in. This game starts in 9 minutes. He is a must start. He is a smash tonight to me. Again, you mentioned earlier T. Higgins out. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be the emphasis from the Ravens defense, probably doubling him a lot tonight. That's even going to leave more room for the Mike Gesicki's of the world, the Chase Browns of the world, things like that. So I really like Mike Gesicki. He is a start. Again, going segueing to Chase Brown. I like the addition of Khalil Herbert in the future for the Bengals. I think they needed that. Zach Moss has been kind of a mess, man. Yeah. Kind of a letdown.
Way up and down, down than up.
Yes, and he started as the RB1. Everyone was like, all right, Zach Moss, he kind of, you know, he's shown flashes where he's been here and there on Indianapolis and I think in Buffalo for a minute there, but yep. Hasn't really shown that consistency, hasn't really gotten the chance to show it. He gets this chance, and of course, you know, Chase Brown showing the juice right now, and I think Khalil Herbert has some too, but Chicago, you're just not going to get a chance right now in the backfield with the way DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson have been able to move the ball down the field there. So I kind of like Chase Brown as like a zag tonight. Like, everyone's kind of excited about Khalil Herbert. They announced that he is going to play tonight. Joe Burrow answered a question about it. I kind of like that as a zag to where Chase Brown's like, okay, guys, hey, yo, I'm here. I'm the number
one
back.
It's too soon for him.
He
needs another week or two to get involved in the offense. I mean, he's a veteran. They'll throw a handful of plays at him.
Exactly.
But I mean, for him to expect him to have an impactful go today, highly unlikely.
Exactly. And you're talking a division game, kind of, I wouldn't say a must win for Cincinnati, and we'll kind of get into the playoffs and who I think is going to be in the playoffs coming up next here after this segment. But I don't think as much rides on this game as maybe some Chiefs fans want to think. And we'll get to that here just in a second. Real quick, Rashad Bateman. I've got him starting if you're in a deeper league. In my Dynasty League, I've got him starting. He had 8 targets, 4 catches, over 50 yards and a touchdown when they played early on in the season. To remind you, this was a 41-38 overtime game when these two teams played. There's a lot of points on the table possibly here. Again, neither of these defenses have shown much improvement in the past 2 months. And both these quarterbacks have been lighting the world on fire. So I like the over, and I like Rashad Bateman tonight. Now, let's get to this Bengals-Ravens game. Who do you want to win? Because I've heard a lot of talk right here on 96.5, Fesco Dusty, Cody and Gold. I've heard CDOT talk about it as well. Who do you want to win? Bengals, Ravens. There's so much riding. And to me, I've kind of thought about this, and I was pretty adamant at first that I thought Baltimore was the team that I wanted as a Chiefs fan to win tonight. Get Cincy out of here. Stomp them. I don't want to hear about them anymore. I want them to be dead. 4-6. And for a while, I thought that was the case because I'm not scared of the Ravens grabbing that one seed, even if they win this game. They've got 3 losses. The Chiefs have 0. Plus, the Chiefs have the tiebreaker. You can pretty much chalk that up to 4 game advantage for Kansas City against Baltimore. And I just don't see, looking at Baltimore's schedule, looking at Kansas City's, I don't see them gaining that ground here with enough time. So at first I was like, okay, Baltimore wins this. No, doesn't really matter. Let's go. Now I thought about it. This game doesn't matter because Cincinnati's going to make the playoffs even if they lose this game.
Ooh, that's a take.
That's
a take.
They're not dead.
Ooh,
they're not dead. I look at their schedule. They're going to be 4-6. And I'm like, okay, they still have room for a loss because 10-7 in this kind of muddy, ugly, messy AFC, I think gets you in as the 7th seed. I think 10 wins gets you in the playoffs in the AFC pretty confidently. And that leaves you room for 2 more losses for the Bengals right now at 4-5. Looking at their schedule, they go to the Chargers. Then they'll be at home versus Pittsburgh. But then after that, which are two, you know, they can...
Can't overlook those two games
by any means. I think I wouldn't be surprised if they drop one of those games, but I think they win at least one of those games, right? I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's say they go 1-1. So, and let's say they lose tonight. Right there, you've already got your 7 losses. You need to go undefeated.
Is that possible? I mean,
well, let's get to it. After those two games, you've got the Cowboys, the Titans, the Browns, the Broncos, who I think are the fakest team in the league, and then you've got the Steelers again. That is doable. That is extremely doable for a Joe Burrow-led offense who's been hot, who I was wrong on, by the way. I thought the wrist injury was going to kind of be an ailment to his production more than it has been. He's been really damn good, really damn good. Yeah. And I don't see that changing. If T. Higgins actually does come back and decides to be a good wide receiver again, that's going to help them out. We'll see what the Khalil Herbert addition does. The defense can't get any worse. So I think the Bengals are in the playoffs no matter what, because I don't see 7 teams better than them in the AFC. And I look at this schedule and I think they're in. And you look at the Ravens schedule, they've got at Pittsburgh, at the Chargers versus the Eagles. They'll play the Steelers again. They'll play Houston. They're not even winning out. So if you think about the one seed, but Mac, the one seed, they're not winning out. They're going to lose one more game. They've lost to the Browns and to the Raiders this season. And that's the Browns 2 weeks ago. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills sometimes, Julio, because that just seems to be a distant memory to some. That was 2 weeks ago. That's a bad football team.
At a point in the season where everyone thought the Ravens were the number one team in the NFL.
Invincible.
They thought they were invincible. I see where you're coming from.
Okay.
But
tell me where
problem,
I'm wrong.
And I can't necessarily disagree with the tail end of their schedule, but what tells you throughout up to this point in the season that they're consistent enough to be able to win that many games in a row? Because for my money, and again, I don't gamble, but I'll probably spend your money. but there's no way I think they can make that type of run and not drop another game somewhere in there. I mean, they're just too inconsistent. The injuries, the defense is just so suspect. I mean, that secondary is,
There's no way they can't go through that many games
and expect to win and not drop one.
No, that's fair.
And you know what? As a Chiefs fan, I just don't like them. So I'd rather just not.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Not see them make the playoffs.
Listen, I'm right there
with
you.
Wallow in misery. Yes, just
please.
Stay there and,
go
and
away.
I'm happy. Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I will be rooting for Baltimore because I always like to see 100%. Cincinnati lose. But I'm just coming from the point of like, I don't think it actually matters. So if you're a Kansas City fan tonight, like, oh, it's over tonight. To me, I don't think it's over.
But
it's not over.
Their chances, I mean, this is as close to a must win for them as you're going to get.
But we've seen them. I mean, the year that they made that run and beat Kansas City was, I mean, they were below 500 halfway through the season.
Before.
They did. They have exactly. They've clawed themselves out before. And I want to hear what you think about this. 913-586-7965. Tell me who you want. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm right. I know I am. It's okay. Yeah, but please be a part of the conversation. Jay Southland, toe line, 913-586-7965. Because I think if you look at this, three teams out of the AFC North feel pretty confident about that right now, kind of making the playoffs. When I look at it, and tell me your playoff teams, but we'll go through it. AFC and NFC. AFC is way easier. I want to know your playoff teams. Again, 913-586-7965 halfway through the season here, because it looks like we could have a shot. You talk about AFC North. The NFC North has a chance to have three playoff teams as well. So gonna be really fun. I mean, it's rare to have division do that. To have two divisions possibly do that would be really fun, and even have the chance to have four in the NFC, especially the Browns aren't making the playoffs in the AFC North. But you look at the Chicago Bears. They're not out of this either. This is a 4-5 team right now who has a chance to kind of, as Julio said, kind of claw their way back. That defense still playing with some moxie, and Caleb Williams has shown his flashes. They have the weapons. So there's a chance four teams out of the playoffs there in the NFC. We'll talk about it on the other side. Who is going to be in the playoffs? Who are the honorable mentions? Who's in? Who's out? Whose season's already over? And of course, Thursday Night Football, the game is starting now. Just about a minute or so away from kickoff. Again, my first quarter parlay. If you want to be a part of it, please tally on. Let's have a fun night for the next couple hours. I'm here with you, Mac Morey, 96.5 The Fan. Joe Burrow, 45 plus yards. Mark Andrews over 6.5 receiving. Jamar Chase, 15 plus receiving yards. And Deontay Johnson, just have a catch. 5 plus receiving yards. That's all in the first quarter. That's over plus 1,000. It's a long shot. But hey, we're having fun here tonight on After Hours. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Back here and on After Hours. Mac Morey here with you for the next hour and 45 minutes alongside Julio Sanchez, producing here tonight. First time working with Julio, excited about it. If you tallied that, tailed my first quarter bet, Jamar Chase just got those first quarter receiving yards.
It's one.
There's one. Probably Joe Burrow close to those 45 plus passing yards. We're getting close there, guys. We're getting close. So following that first quarter bet, we'll keep you updated with that parlay here tonight as the Bengals and Ravens just kicked off. You got that game on in there?
Of course.
Dude. Are you looking at these Ravens unis?
Yeah, the new helmet is sick.
This
I love
is
the
so
colors,
nice.
Man. I love them.
This is so good. It's sexy. The matte purple. If you're not able to see yet, you'll have to go look on X or Twitter or whatever you do. It's a different profile of the Raven. The Raven's now looking straight at you. You see both of its eyes rather than the side profile on this matte purple helmet with the purple jerseys. Man, it looks sick. It's dope.
You know, I'm jealous. While I appreciate the fact that the Chiefs are so traditional with their uniforms and stuff, I wish they would sometimes just step outside the box a little bit a little bit different.
Give me one.
Iterations of the, maybe like a black.
Please.
I don't know.
That's
like
always,
black and
that's,
red,
yes, that's
oh
what I've been
gosh.
In on. That's what I've been in on, bro. Black and red. Throw in a mat, anything. I'm all in on mat. I'm a sucker for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Matt red helmet. Oh,
matt red helmet would be awesome. Yeah, it'd be great. And I mean, you can, and the Chiefs colors are so great. You can kind of mix and match any which, you know, black could be the main one, you know, red, you know, and then accent with the yellow, whatever you want. I mean, could get real funky, could get real creative, could be real fun, but that's okay.
Or
you're right.
Could be real traditional.
And there's pros and cons with both. love that the Chiefs stick to their original threads. But seeing these Ravens unis, it does make you wonder, like, oh, yeah, I'm a little jealous, jealous. And these are real fun. Bengals right now driving down the field, 3rd and 4. Joe Burrow wide open there to number 80 down to the 5-yard line. So Bengals knocking on the door there to score here early on in that game we were just talking about. Who do you kind of want to win as a Chiefs fan, the Bengals or the Ravens? 913-586-7965 is the number to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line.
This is going to be a shootout, right?
This is going to be, yeah, exactly.
Right?
This is going to be a shootout. Yeah. I was talking about taking the over all day. This first game, again, 41-38 in overtime. Neither of these defenses are good. Both these quarterbacks are awesome. Plus, I mean, you look at it and it's like, again, we were just talking about, you know, are the Bengals cooked if they lose this game? Not a must win, but it gets real close.
It
gets
makes real their job close. A lot more difficult.
Exactly. At that point, you're only giving yourself, you know, kind of wiggle room for one more loss the rest of the way, and you've got 7 games in the NFL where it feels like you've got 4 teams maybe in the top tier, and then you've got 25 in the middle, and then 5 bottom. It's going to be tough to do that. Because there's a lot of those teams just in that middle class right now.
A lot
dude.
Of mediocrity right
a
now.
A lot of mediocrity. That 3-5-ish win total right now, maybe 4-6-ish win total right now is heavy. And it's especially in the NFC. Again, there's a bigger drop off in the AFC. Look at the bottom 5 teams in the NFL. I mean, 3 of them at least are in the AFC right now. So that brings us to our playoff predictions. Who do you have mid-season in the playoffs right now? And again, for the AFC, it's pretty easy to me. The division winners are already locked.
Yep.
AFC North isn't locked. You're right. That's disrespectful. Pittsburgh totally could win that division.
I don't believe that's going to be the case.
I don't either. I would have Baltimore. I would have Baltimore, but there's a chance that Pittsburgh, they're 6-2. They are going to have an easier schedule. They didn't win the division last year like Baltimore did, so they're not playing that first place schedule. They did get second, though. I think. And then the Browns got third. Yeah, the 3 teams in the playoffs last year from that division. It could be again this year. But Kansas City, they're winning the AFC West. It's already over. If they win this weekend against Denver, knock on wood, 3-0 in the AFC, lock it up. It's done. Buffalo, you could already lock it up. My God, the AFC East did not show up this year. Part of that due into the Jets being a massive, epic, colossal collapse, a failure, an embarrassment, all of the above.
Yep.
And then the Dolphins, just unfortunately, this Tua situation just got away from them. Their roster had some injuries on both sides of the ball, and they just weren't ready for it. And also, I mean, sidebar, Mike McDaniel's a little bit disappointed in him, but that's okay.
Yeah.
A little bit disappointed. Yep. Kind of crowned him, I think, along with the rest of the NFL media, kind of like, oh, this new guru, you know, Kyle Shanahan tree, young guy. High-flying motions, fun offense. Yeah, been a little stale this past year and a half now. So a little bit disappointed in him. But you've got KC and Buffalo, and you've got Houston. Not that they've been world beaters, but listen, guys, who are the Colts doing it? They've already lost twice to Houston. They're not coming back. They lost twice to Houston by a total of 3 points, by the way.
Yeah, I don't even know how that's possible.
it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, although the Texans have been, I think they're a much more dangerous team than they feel right now, only because they're also dealing with, like, much of the rest of the NFL, a lot of injuries. So
absolutely. I mean, the offensive line right now for Houston, not only are they dismembered, but also even when healthy at the beginning of the season, they weren't good. They had struggles last season. Of course, they had struggles with health last year too at the offensive line. So I don't know if that's going to get any better for them.
No.
But I do like that defense. I like that pass rush, and Nico Collins is coming back. And for whatever reason, that has been, the thing that's been churning the offense. That's been the engine there for whatever reason, even with Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell healthy, the offense had flashes, but the consistency, it was Nico Collins.
Correct.
So that is coming back to them. That's a positive. They're winning that division, though. There's no one else in that division that's doing anything. Titans, bottom 5 team. Jaguars, complete and utter disappointment. They're firing Doug Peterson, you know, and the Colts, they're 4-5. I'm ticked about this Anthony Richardson thing. That's a different conversation. Yeah. They've already lost twice to Houston. It's done. So, and then you've got Baltimore. So those are your division winners. After that, it's Pittsburgh, it's the Chargers, and to me, it's the Bengals.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Your seven teams. Honorable mentions, Broncos, as I said, the Colts, who I don't believe in at 4-5, and the Jets.
Are we done? It's over.
Okay.
It's over.
We can be done with this?
Yeah, let's just be done. Let's retire Aaron Rodgers since he doesn't want to do it himself.
Is this you and me making a vow right now that we're done with the Jets? We're putting them to bed?
I put them in like the Cowboys category where they came into the season completely overrated and they've completely flopped. And let's just not, they should no longer be topics of discussion.
Got the Cardinals at Arizona this weekend. Kind of a weird spread right now, I think. I think they were favored again, or maybe they're like +1. But again, another spread where you're like, okay, Arizona's been playing really well these past 3 weeks. They're at home. The Jets obviously have been the Jets. Again, 2 weeks in a row, really weird spreads with them. They got the Colts, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Jaguars. The schedule isn't hard, but then you got the Rams, the Bills. Yeah, the Jets.
The back end of their schedule is tough.
Yeah, this is done. So yeah. The Jets are done. We can be done with that. That's great. The Broncos, I think, here's my take.
Yeah. Let me hear this Broncos, because I heard that little dig in there, which I'm more than okay with, but I heard that in there, so I need a little bit of an explanation,
this
please.
This is the fakest team in the league. This is, okay, so they are the... The Steelers are the bad, good team. The Broncos are the good, bad team. And let me explain. So there are the good teams, and the Steelers are a part of that, but they're not really good. We know at the end of the day, this isn't a contender. They're probably a first-round exit. Maybe they play a Chargers and they win a close, you know, ugly 2017 game, but really when they play a Bills, a Baltimore, a KC, even maybe a Cincinnati who sneaks in, we know push comes to shove. It's nut cutting time. They're not going to be there. We know Russell Wilson right now is not going to be there. I love you, TJ Watt. Great defense. They're the good, bad team. Or they're the bad, good team. The Broncos are the good, bad team because they'll beat up on trash NFL teams. They'll beat up on the 2 and 3 win teams. They'll make themselves look really good. That Patrick Surtain will be running around. They'll have a good pass rush. Bo Nix will be running around looking athletic. Josh Reynolds will make some weird, crazy catch. Sean Payton will be looking good on the sidelines in his visor. All those things will happen once they play a Baltimore, once they play a Kansas City this weekend. I mean, hell, even against the Chargers, they didn't even look too good. That is what I'm saying with the Denver Broncos. This is the fakest team in the league. They lost to Baltimore this last weekend, 41-10. They're going to lose to Kansas City this weekend by a nice margin. And then they're going to play Atlanta this next week, and they're going to lose again. That's going to be 3 losses in a row. They're going to be cooked at 4-6, and we can be done with Denver.
Ooh, there it is. That's harsh. I don't necessarily disagree. However, they do have their game up on the Bengals. I think the back end of their schedule, while they play the Chiefs this week, the Falcons next week, which I have my own thoughts about the Falcons. I think they're kind of paper tigers as well.
Oh, okay.
After that, they have the Raiders, the Browns, the Colts, the Chargers.
It's a little easier.
Their defense is a legit defense, and while they got waxed last week, the first half, they put up a good fight. It was the second half that they let it get away from them, but they have a legitimate defense. And look, Sean Payton is certainly above average coach.
I agree.
So I think what it's going to come down to is that week 17 game against the Bengals. That game is going to determine, I think, who gets that final playoff seed. We'll see. And I say that the week 18 game against the Chiefs, I think by that point, right, the Chiefs really shouldn't have anything to play for. I mean,
unless they're 16-0.
Unless they're 16-0, that's an extreme. Or unless they drop a couple here over the next few weeks
and
kind of let some teams back in the mix.
And then have to fight. Yeah.
But even then, you know, it's more likely than not the Chiefs won't have anything to play for. So you can't really count that game either, at least not as far as I see it right now. So, man, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be close, but I think you look at it and it's kind of like it's the Broncos and Cincinnati kind
of,
right?
It's one or the other.
It's kind 100%. Of a chase for the 7 there. That's kind of it. And that's kind of why I think this, even if the Bengals lose tonight, who, by the way, they did score on their opening drive. And I believe it was Chase Brown who ran into the end zone. I'm not for sure on that. Is he number 30? I didn't check for sure, but they are up. They are up, and we'll get you who scored the touchdown for you fantasy lovers or whatever it is. But I think that's the race. It is Cincinnati, and it's Denver, and that's why I don't think they're cooked tonight if they lose to Baltimore.
It was Chase Brown.
And it was Chase Brown.
Yep.
And it was Chase Brown with a rushing touchdown, it looked like, to get up 7-0 early on in the game there. So going to the NFC playoffs, a little harder here in the NFC, a little more stacked. Talk about that middle class. It's wider. In the NFC, it's much wider. The drop-off is really not there as much. Even some of these bad teams who aren't going to make the playoffs, I still look at in a different light than I look at the bad teams in the AFC, it seems. So let's go through the NFC here. Detroit, I think now safe to say it's they're winning their division. Yeah, it might be the best division in football, but damn it, that's because of them. They're a hell of a good team. They're well-rounded. They
play good complementary football, and the offense can just put up numbers.
Yes, I mean, they can put up numbers, and the defense is still really feisty. They've got some holes. They've got some weaknesses. It's not perfect. Obviously, the Aiden Hutchinson loss is massive. Za'Darius Smith addition going to kind of be a Band-Aid for that. It's not the same, but that's a good veteran, well-known pass rusher who I still think has some gas left in the tank. The Falcons, the division's over. They've beaten the Bucs twice. The Bucs are injured. I still think they have a chance against San Francisco this weekend. I'm not completely out on Tampa Bay, but as far as the division's concerned, Atlanta's got it. Washington, this is a close division with Philadelphia. It's going to come down to it, but I think Washington's better. I think the addition of...
Ooh, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, yeah, that's a tough one.
The way the Eagles are playing right now, if we're talking about the first quarter of the season, that Eagles team, I would say, but...
But they've been better.
They've been on the hot streak, man. Playing some good ball.
They have been, and they've been...
Saquon is a beast. He is a monster,
dude,
man.
Dude, he's so good.
But that little twist in the air that he did, like, that's something I've never seen before last week. That was insane.
I literally, like, didn't comprehend that is, like, a possibility.
Jumped backwards over the top of a defender.
Inconceivable. Like, didn't think that was something that you would even think to do.
Yeah.
And he came out today saying that they drug tested him right after the game, the NFL did, which to me is so funny because it's like, I mean, I guess, yeah, obviously the crazy athletic ability to be able to do that capability is crazy, but like
those are supposed to be random too, by the way, right? You know?
Yeah, it's like it's random. Like yeah, PEDs random. Wouldn't help him just go out and do that. You know what I mean? You got to be able to still like think to do that. Like no one's thinking to do that. That was just like pure innate, like, I'm an athlete and I'm going to get this extra 2 yards and not get hit in the back of my legs.
Pure athleticism. That's what that is.
An instinct. Like
an instinct.
Incredible. Incredible. So sticking here with the NFC playoffs and make sure you tell me yours, 913-586-7965. And then we'll get to some more Broncos hate week and how the Chiefs own the AFC West here on After Hours 96.5 The Fan. I've got Washington winning that division, but I agree. I think those two teams, though, are both making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think those are both really solid teams.
Agreed.
And kind of starting to float up into contender status for me slowly, both of those teams. So, and then the NFC West, wow.
Yeah.
You could say any team and you could give me an argument. I think Seattle has the least likely chance. Kind of the opposite with him. If you take that first half of the season, you're like, whoa, Seattle, these past few weeks, it's been rough. They kind of come back down to earth. It is suspect. And they've got a lot of holes in their team. The offensive line struggles. They've got DK Metcalf injured. The defense has, you know, never been really up to snuff this season. So I've got the LA Rams right now winning that division. I've got Green Bay in the playoffs. I think that's a lock. I've got Philadelphia in the playoffs. I think that's sort of a lock. And then I think Minnesota is my seventh team. So those are my seven teams. And again, but you look at the middle class here, the whole NFC West, as I mentioned, Arizona, Seattle, and San Francisco, Dallas. You mentioned to them as the Jets. Are we done with them?
Yeah, man.
I think we're done. Like, Dak Prescott's out. We can be done.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, after that,
okay, thank you.
That trade that they just made, I mean, that was just that's just the laughing stuff. Like, that was the icing on the cake of, like, okay, let's just write them off. Like, let's move on.
Bills get Cooper for, like, a fourth or a fifth. The Chiefs get DeAndre Hopkins for a fourth. And then
it made no sense. And then it just makes no sense, but...
Jonathan Mingo for a fourth? Guys? Yeah, well, guys,
yeah.
You ready?
Anybody? Yeah, no.
No.
Well, the Cardinals are going to fall off too, by the way. They are leading the NFC West right now, but I don't know that that's necessarily sustainable.
Okay.
I just don't trust Kyler Murray. I mean, he can ball out. He's got to stay healthy. The defense is hit or miss. They're going to fall from grace, I think.
Okay. Fair enough. I could see that. I mean, if you look at history with the Cardinals and with Kyler Murray, that's exactly what's happened, right? You know, hot start. Oh my God, Kyler kind of in the MVP discussions, running around, scampering around. Here's an injury. Here's a Call of Duty release. And all of a sudden we're on a 4-game losing streak. And you're like, whoa, what happened to Arizona? So that's definitely possible for them. I mean, Chicago, another team. Tampa Bay, as I mentioned, a lot of honorable mentions in the NFC. Like, it is not over. I think Detroit, Atlanta, those are the two, like, locks to me as far as divisions.
In Atlanta, yeah. As far as divisions go.
Yeah, those are the two division winners. Detroit and Atlanta. After that, Washington and the LA Rams, like, those who I have right now. But you could tell me that Philly wins that division, and I'm okay with that. I wouldn't be mad at that at all. And you could tell me San Francisco gets healthy.
The 49ers.
Yes.
McCaffrey's coming back.
Yes.
That completely changes the dynamic of that offense.
Well, and now they kind of have this nobody believes in us thing creeping up for them, which is huge. And I think a guy like Kyle Shanahan, who I know has not won the big game, and the techs are going to come in, he's an amazing coach. He's a top five head coach.
He is.
He's fantastic. And he's going to be able to use that as fuel, because that's what good leaders and good coaches do. He's going to be able to use this. Guys, we've been to the NFC Championship, four of the last 5 years. We've been to the Super Bowl, two out of the last 5 years. And they're not even talking about us as contenders. They're more hype on Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua in our division, who we've beaten. I think that is another team on the come, as we would say on Fesco and Dusty, as you can listen to that Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. We'll have a fun show tomorrow. We've got a fun show here for the next hour and 20 minutes or so right here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We've got Bronco Hate Week coming up. You're listening to Mac Morey After Hours, 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, who play this weekend at noon at Arrowhead. And I will be there as a fan this weekend, And I'll be working the game, so I'll be in the stands. I'll be getting loud, be getting rowdy.
Lucky you, you know. I will be there at 6:30 in the morning. Enjoy yourself, you know. Enjoy.
I will. I'm gonna try and get there early as well, but for some different reasons. No, it's gonna be fun. I'm really excited. I haven't been to a game as a fan this year, and of course it's Bronco Hate Week. And personally, I want to hear from you guys. 913-586-7965. I dislike the Broncos the most in our division.
All right.
For me personally, that is where my sports hate gets fueled the most. And you know me as because I missed the true Raiders hate from 70s and 80s. Obviously, that I missed that. You know, and of course, you know, I miss the John Elway stuff even, but I got all of the Peyton Manning stuff when I was growing up.
I'm right there with you.
You know, so
right alongside you.
Yeah. So I was growing up through all the Peyton Manning stuff, you know, like cool Philip Rivers, like whatever, like you're annoying. You scream and yell, whatever, you're annoying. Andy Reid put the butt in your face. It was awesome. All those sorts of things. And they beat the Chiefs for a long time. Don't get me wrong.
They would always sneak up on him, but I mean, you knew it was only a matter of time before Philip Rivers crapped the bed.
Exactly. You know. And yeah, they had their run in the early 2000s, and they had some amazing teams, and they got the best of the Chiefs for a few years there. There's no doubt. The Raiders, I mean, had a team.
Can't even remember.
It's pitiful, man. It's pitiful. I love to hate the Raiders. Don't get me wrong, but I have not
I want
had
to.
That. Yeah,
I want to have
want,
the hatred
same,
and passion.
Same. I want to have more of that burning passion and hatred for the Raiders. They haven't given me anything to hate.
No.
Like, cool, Max Crosby, like, but I almost feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's so damn good.
I was hoping for him to get traded.
His team is ass, and it always has been. I was waiting for him to get traded, too. I'm sure he was waiting for him to get traded as well. So I want to have that hate for the Raiders, but the Broncos, I have been upset about. I have had the feeling of hope ripped away from me by Denver multiple times. And you know, watch them have the quarterback before with Peyton Manning and go like, why can't that be
watch
us?
Watch them win Super Bowl.
Yeah. Why can't that be us? What the hell? I want that. I want Peyton Manning.
You got better now. So
and it's all good.
It all worked out.
And now the vengeance is there. Mahomes is 12-1 versus Denver in his career. The one loss came when he had the flu. He's 11-2 versus the Raiders. He's 9-2 versus the Chargers. He's 32-5. Versus the
insane.
AFC West in his
That's
career.
Insane, man.
I mean, I would like to have ownership over something as well
the way
as
that
most.
He does over the AFC.
Yeah, like legitimately.
100%.
This is it's asinine. It is truly crazy when you think about how well he has done against the AFC West. Could be 3-0 this season. If the Chiefs and Kansas City are able to secure that win over Denver this weekend. So I want to know, who do you hate the most as an AFC West fan, as a Chiefs fan? 913-586-7965. But I mean, I remember, man, being at a Buffalo Wild Wings with my brother. We had just moved. We had just moved to Nashville. So I was early on in high school. So I was probably, I don't know, 15 or 16, but just like driving, you know. And I remember it was the game that Jamaal Charles fumbled the ball at the end. And they got
That's
the ball. It was going to go to overtime. Jamaal Charles fumbles. Peyton Manning gets the ball. Of course, you know, he does what he does. They go down the field. They kick the field goal. Game over. We lose. And I remember just kind of running out of the B-dubs with tears down my face, just being like, I can't. Like, I had to be like, sorry, man, I'm done.
Well,
bye, bro.
What made that worse for me was the fact that I was such a big Peyton Manning fan before he went to Denver. Like the whole Brady versus Manning.
Yes.
He was by far my most beloved NFL player. It still is, except for those Broncos years. That hurt my soul a little. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it sucked. And now I've got a weird relationship. I mean, because I'm a Tennessee Vol. I don't know if you know Julio, but I went to the University of Tennessee.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm a huge Volunteer fan. SEC country, let's go. But so I love Peyton Manning now. So I've grown an affection for Peyton Manning. When early on growing up, I did not like him, or obviously still don't like the Denver Broncos, who I'm going to be able to cheer against mightily, vehemently this weekend, passionately. I'm excited about it. The Chiefs looking to go 3-0 versus the AFC West and 9-0 across the league. And Mahomes would become 13-1 against Denver. Coming up, we're going to talk a little hypothetical Chiefs question. Pacheco and Rice are Hunt and D-Hop, if we were having our perfect world. Let's talk about it across the break. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to After Hours here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Julio Sanchez producing the show. First time get to work with him. It's fun, man. It's been a great time.
Yeah.
And myself, Mac Morey, with you for the next hour and change. Got a lot to talk about here in the middle of the Thursday night football game. Bengals, Ravens. Bengals up 7-0, scored in their opening drive. Chase Brown was able to get into pay dirt. Now, Ravens on the Bengals side of the 50 driving right now. And my first quarter parlay just needs a Deontay Johnson catch.
So close, man.
I need 5 yards from Deontay Johnson in this first quarter. I got about 90 seconds to do so as Lamar Jackson runs for 12 yards, gets a first down, keeps that clock running. So on the brink here, if you tailed my first quarter bet, you're on the edge of your seat as well. Just need Deontay Johnson 5+ yards. I got the Joe Burrow passing, got the Jamar Chase, got the Mark Andrews. Just need Deontay Johnson, the newly added wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll keep you up to date with that score and what's going on in that game. No fantasy football Sunday this Sunday. From 9 to 10, as there will be pregame right here on 96.5 The Fan. Got a noon game, Chiefs taking on the Broncos. We were just talking about that. So we'll get to some fantasy football stuff later on. Got some advice for this Sunday. Tom Brady had some great stuff to say about Patrick Mahomes and the quarterback position in general, and some midseason grades with some teams, and of course our out of left field question coming up at the top of the hour right now, just for a couple minutes. We got an interesting text this morning on Fesco and Dusty. You can listen to that 6 to 10. Here on 96.5 The Fan, Monday through Friday. Interesting text basically being like, hey, would you rather have Pacheco and Rice for the playoffs or DeAndre Hopkins and Kareem Hunt? And it was kind of interesting. It was like, I don't know. I have to think about that. I got to my answer, but it took me a while to ponder it. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I want to hear your guys' answer, 913-586-7965. Julio, what jumps off to mind right as I say that? Is there like an easy answer for you?
No, I don't think there is an easy answer. And they're just, I mean, look, the Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, they're different backs, but they do similar things. I guess you could say kind of the same thing between, you know, Hop and Rice. They're both possession receivers. They're both kind of yak receivers. And I almost kind of feel like I'm leaning towards the vets at this point, though, especially around the goal line. I think with the way Kareem Hunt runs, right, you're guaranteed to get 3 to 5 yards. You know, with D-Hop's hands around the, you know, in the red zone, he's just so dependable. And I don't think Rice has kind of
not quite
developed
there.
His skill set yet. I think he's got a super high ceiling, and he could be something like that. But I don't think he's quite there yet. So I think I'm gonna venture towards the vet side of the ball for this one. It's a tough question.
It is. It's a tough question. It's a good question that
I'm
we got from a texter.
Talking myself into it.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you kind of lean one way and then kind of convince yourself after, because there's no really clear cut answer. For me, I kind of went the other direction of, yeah, the dependability is there with Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Hopkins, the consistency, the dependability. But for me, I already got that in Mahomes and Kelce and that interior offensive line to where I kind of want the explosion, and to me that comes with, by the way, how great is it to be a Chiefs fan that we're talking
right?
about this?
This is nuts.
I feel, yeah, this is insane that I'm saying this. I feel so bad for, I mean, Carolina Panthers radio right now. This is a different story, let me tell you. But Isaiah Pacheco and Rashee Rice provide that explosion. Yards after the catch for Rashee Rice, there's not many players better with the ball in his hands than him. And you mentioned Isaiah Pacheco being a different player than Hunt. One of the big differences between him and Kareem Hunt is just the fact that Kareem Hunt is 29 and has lost a step.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have that
explosion at the top.
He doesn't. You know? He doesn't. He can't. And we saw it last week in around the corner run where he tried to cut it outside. And you just saw, and he doesn't have that gear. That would have been a 7-8 yard run a couple years ago. And now it's a 2 yard run and he dives forward for a yard or so. But, and again, a fantastic running back. The consistency, the dependability, it comes the fourth quarter. You don't want to mess with Kareem Hunt running down your throat. And let me tell you what, December, January, February, it gets cold.
Yep.
Woo! Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Hey, that's what's great about this hypothetical. You're going to have both those guys in the backfield. Sadly, Rashee Rice won't be here to be along for the ride this season, but man, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be out there, and we already know he is electric. We've got an out of left field question coming up. Want you to be a part of it. Make sure you are. 913-586-7965. This is 96.5 The Fan. After Hours, your home for Kansas City sports. Stay locked in.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.